Thanks, Manches, too. It's my great pleasure to be here with distinguished presenters. Very nice, important issue. I think that we have a lot of common aspects regarding these aspects in the framework and even in apply it to the field. I will present some aspects of this problem regarding to the Brazilian experience and access and quality of primary health care in Brazil are a major challenge. We have a unified health system that is a public system funded by the government, and training and education are very important aspects of the development of the system. In this presentation, we'll address improvements and challenges in the primary healthcare services, and as well as the challenge to promote adequate training for the people, especially in the family health strategy, that are nowadays a strategy to improve primary healthcare. This is Brazil. The Pelotas is a city in the southernmost part of the country, nearby the border of Uruguay. And we have 5 regions, 26 states, and about 70 municipalities, most of them small cities. And in 1988, the Brazilian launched the Unified Health System in the new federal constitution, a universal system funded by public taxes. Is the guarantee to health as a right for all the people and a state duty. And the principles of the system are universal coverage, comprehensiveness, equity and uniformity of the effort, especially regarding to family health strategy that covers especially the poorer areas, and equivalence of benefit to urban and rural populations. In 1994, SUS launched the Saúde da Família, that is the Family Health Strategy, as a national goal to strengthen primary health care system with organized access to its secondary and tertiary level. And nowadays, Family Health Strategy really established a very important improvement in equity. We have now 38,000 family healthcare teams, mainly in vulnerable areas, with assigned specific geographic areas in defined populations, in 97% of the municipalities, and covering about 120 million people, 60% of the Brazilian populations. This is really a very important effort to establish all the country covered by the strategy, mainly in poorer areas, and the improvement in equity to establish this 38,000 teams are really important, and especially the coverage is very important in the poorer cities, in the mainly poor municipalities where the coverage is over 80%. And we have all another aspect very important regarding to access to health services. For example, in the last studies, we didn't identify differences in economic classes to access to utilization health services. For example, in our cities, in a population-based study, really very important findings. Even so, we have some different problems regarding to quality of the care, especially, for example, for chronic diseases, especially for elder people. We have a good access to medical consultation for the people, elder people with diabetes, and even to control glucose control. But for example, physical activities advice, healthy food advice, and food disseminations really bad regarding to the quality of the system. And this is even more important because it's related to inequalities. If we have equity in medical consultation access, we have a lot of inequities regarding economic classes to the all indicators of quality of care, like, for example, foot examination, glycemic control, healthy food advice, physical activity advice, and all the indicators put together. And we have several improvements in the patterns and trends of indicators regarding the performance of family health strategy in the whole system. The total prevalence is even small, but the family health strategy improved the trend to do a better performance of the system regarding, for example, to hospitalization for ambulatory care sensitive conditions, or to protect the people from financial risk protection, or delivering free medical consultation. And then we have one of the most important barriers and challenges in the system are regarding to the professional training and continuing education from the primary healthcare teams. Mainly regarding to combine curricular activities regarding public health core activities and clinical practice, good clinical practice activities. Only in 2009, only 5% of the health professionals working in the family health strategy teams were specialized, trained in family health strategy approach. And Abrasnow is coordinating a primary health healthcare research network, emphasizing access and quality as a very important issue. And now we are leading a project regarding a master degree in family health strategy, combining these two core capacities regarding public health issues and clinical practice, enrolling 32 institutions, Brazilian institutions, and delivering 1,000 fellowships from especially medical doctors, nurses, and dentistry practices. Our primary healthcare research network objectives to provide communication, coordination between researchers, health workers, users, and managers related to primary healthcare in Brazil, to promote better use of research findings to improve policies in decision making, and to carry out relevant research to improve primary healthcare in the country. And we have about 5,000 members in the subscription, and participation are free. And this, you can get access to the site in the internet. We have a lot very important stakeholders of the primary healthcare research network that are funded by the Ministry of Health and coordinated by Abrasco and supported by different organizations like PAHO and the National Councils of State and Municipal Secretaries of Health, and the Brazilian Society of Family Medicine and Community, and the Brazilian Association of Nursing. And our main approach in the network is access and quality in primary health care, improving accessibility, public participation, health promotion, appropriate use of technology, and intersectoral collaboration, further building health public policy and supportive environment, and developing professional skills. Nowadays, we are facing the challenge regarding the professional master degree in family health strategy, especially regarding the historical scarcity of trained professional and teacher in family health strategy, and to improve the current efforts regarding, for example, the More Doctors program to extend coverage in the whole country, especially in remote areas and small cities, and using the previous experience of family health strategy training through distance learning. And this is now the current effort in Abras, to establish the program, to start the program in 2015. To start the program, we are promoting the innovation in the conception and the curricula of the master degree, especially to enhance the experience of the universities, ensuring a quality training for the future teachers and tutors, and also to attract good candidates, to design an integrative proposal, like proposed here, coordinating training, research, and healthcare activities to improve professional skills and to support partner healthcare policies, and to establish SUS as a teaching system, articulating both public health and clinical with educational practices. We need to improve primary health care to benefit the users and community under the responsibility of the training professionals. The professionals that are working in primary health care centers will be the students of the courses and doing their dissertation and all research activities in their services. Then better professional could establish better service performance and then better individual and collective health to improve the course content and teaching strategy will promote primary health care management and organization activities, surveillance and assessment, citizenship and social participation, and clinical practice with emphasis in chronic problems and disease. The master course framework is related to a situational analysis regarding to the services where the people are is working, then design an intervention project, conduct the intervention, and then assess the intervention to establish then the dissertation. Then the result of the intervention will be the dissertation of this professional, combining both aspects of public health and clinical practice. And a lot of strategies in distance learning, in the internet, regarding to health intervention in the community and the health centers, a forum to discuss different issues and doubts and difficulties, and clinical cases, problem solving, and also a forum regarding to the problem. We are designing internet-based software to stimulate the people to establish the situational analysis regarding to the characteristics of the community and the demographic characteristics of the people related to the services, and then this automatically can establish the basis of the evaluation to the people, understanding which kind of indicators are in a good way or in a problem regarding to the aspects, to the approach of the health actions, health care in the primary health care. And also the same efforts regarding to clinical practice, regarding to different kind of problems. Some of them are multidisciplinary approach regarding to the effort, combining efforts of medical doctors, nurses, and dentists. And then the intervention project, that is the heart of the master course, need to establish the objectives and goals of the activities, and then establish the indicators and the schedule to establish the project. And after all, we can establish the dissertation, selecting relevant issues to the people regarding, for example, the life course or relevant problems in the community that could be improved by the intervention. For example, the requirement to select a relevant issue that they need to be assessed by objective indicators, to be under professional capability to transform the reality, and to be incorporated to the daily activities of the primary health care services to benefit the population. And in this way, we can conclude that family health strategy in Brazil promotes a systemic effect to benefit SUS and the population. For example, reducing hospitalization for ambulatory care, sensitive conditions, or protecting people from financial risk, or promoting equity. However, we have a lot of remaining problems regarding access and quality. For example, even in the aspects that we have fully implemented actions, for example, care for people with hypertension or diabetes or access to medicine to treat this condition, we have a lot of problems, for example, in the quality regarding examination of feet of the people with this condition, or to perform electrocardiograms to people with hypertension. Only 98% of the pregnant women receive care during the pregnancy, and almost 100% of them take the delivery in hospitals, but only 60% of the mothers receive a postpartum care. That this is a really very important and negative issue that could be improved with the approach of the master course and the training in professional activities of the doctors, nurses, and dentists. Then, access and quality care are key issues to primary health care in Brazil, and then they depend mainly from organizational process and professional skills and commitments. Nowadays, family health strategy reaches 61% of the Brazilian population, and we need to achieve 75% coverage in the next year to establish a goal to the universal health coverage in the country. And we need about 15,000 skilled physicians, nurses, and doctors, and dentists to reach this goal. And we need to establish these efforts in, especially in the poorer municipalities, and training the people, and establish connection with universities and the municipalities to reach the efforts. Thanks a lot. We are also doing some benchmarking for our conference, the 14th World Congress in Public Health in Calcutta. And remember, all of you are invited. Our president will be there, our past president, and the dean, all of the people. Thanks a lot. It's really a nice opportunity to be here.
Thank you, Luis, in explaining the family health strategy and in relation to improving access and quality of the services. Without taking much time, we can take few questions depending on, since we have maybe some 4 or 5 minutes for the discussion. Okay. Any other comments, questions? Okay.
Students think that the point where we're at now is getting indeed the support that you mentioned, which is crucial. It is easy in terms of people understand what we're talking about and say, okay, this makes sense. In order for it to become the new vocabulary and the basis for what we do, we need to disseminate it, first of all. Each organization that has any bearing on public health needs to know the existence of the model, needs to comment on it, because of course the model is not perfect. It will never be perfect. And then we need WHO declarations. We will have, I suppose, at the conference, at the WFPHA conference in Kolkata, which everybody is invited to, we will also have a policy. And as the organizations adopt the policy, we will need to make the whole thing, we need to keep it from becoming refragmented. We need to keep the ship together. We need to keep it together. How do we do that? We will do that through having a leadership forum. We will establish a leadership forum with representation from the different organizations so that they can always maintain and look at how their activities are in regards to the global public health functions. Because what we want to do is we want to have the countries and at each level, looking at the global public health functions, coordinate their activities. We want the system to function as a system. We want the public health system to function as a system and not just as the separate programs. Who watches over the organizations so they don't, once again, each go their own way and do their own little thing and lose track of the picture? I think that would depend, first of all, on the governments to a large extent. It would depend on the organizations monitoring themselves, and it would depend on our constituency, which is the public, which are the communities. And once they understand that this is the vocabulary, these are the building blocks, and this is what they should be looking for within their public health system, then that would be part of the accountability that would keep it as a global model, as a global function that everybody can base their infrastructure on. Does this make sense?
Just to add very briefly to it, I think we've got to propagate it, we've got to reference it in everything that we're doing. That's part of the propagation. We've got to use it, try it out, apply it to our current day-to-day activities, and then we improve it. But I think the policing bit has to come from within the public health networks, from within the associations, from within all the groups that you're part of, because we can't police it. We know how that goes. That just leads to more fragmentation and siloing. It's about recognising that this is where we're at, this is a good model, let's use it, let's try and apply it, and then build on it as part of a network. That would be my suggestion.
I think as a federation, we want to take this one step further, and this is a federation with 100 plus members association. We want to use our members, plus I think if you go to our webpage, there is a specific working group for this. You are most welcome to work with the working group in terms of making this to be more a reality. And our next Congress in February 2015 will discuss the same issue further when more and more people are there in that Congress in Kolkata in India.
I'll be there.
Thank you. I think considering the limited time we have,
We all have very interesting sessions in this conference, but we chose to be here because we had a specific interest to the subject matter. And as it was presented and as a take-home message, we need a globally accepted public health function framework, even more adaptable to the different local situations to work. I mean, having the framework alone is not something, the end product, but using it is the most important part of it. Let's come together and let's make it this reality. And as it was earlier said by a few of my colleagues, the World Federation of Public Health Association has this triennial event of the World Congress on Public Health. The 14th World Congress is also an important opportunity with a team of Healthy People, Healthy Environment between February 11 to 15, 2015 in India, Kolkata, and all of you are most welcome to be there. Thank you very much for attending. Let's give a round of applause for all our panelists.